Nearly 200 school tax issues were on ballots across the state. The majority of voters seemed to side with tax renewals, but voted against levies that asked for tax increases. Damon Asbury is a lobbyist for the Ohio School Boards Association, and he says that's typically been the case in recent years.
New money issues are having difficulty passing. Renewals and replacements are passing relatively, well, not easily, but they're passing at a higher rate. And that's the usual trend that we've seen over the last several years, is that requesting additional dollars is a very tough issue for voters to approve.
One possible reason could be the elimination of a 12.5% state property tax subsidy that took effect this election. Homeowners will now have to foot 100% of the bill on these new taxes.
Our speculation has been that it will make it more difficult to pass levies because the voters, the local homeowners, property owners will be paying, you know, the full tax rate as opposed to having the state pick up a share of it.
But Asbury says it's still too soon to tell if this was a deal breaker. I'm Amy Hansen.